Justin Fick here with the best damn podcast ever. This week, I'm back, and to celebrate my triumphant return, we're trying something a little new. So this week, the best damn podcast ever will be totally uncensored. That means no more. That also means if you're listening to this show around kids with virgin ears, you might want to go fix that. I'll give you about 10 seconds. Still there? Good. So Buzzer X, while it's a staple of the show, is really only here because when we were the Inside Mac Games podcast back in the day, it had to be. It's a relic. It's outdated. The only argument for keeping it is the occasional talk of syndication, and let's be frank, the only people that have the balls to syndicate a show like ours are the people who don't want it censored anyway, and don't appreciate the fact that we're pulling punches like a bunch of Nancy boys by censoring our dirty words. So we're manning up, dropping the sack a little bit, and letting you hear us in all our glory. We do want your input, though, good or bad. Tell us what you think. If this really honestly impedes your ability to listen to our show, feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com. Otherwise, let the show itself join the heavenly ranks of the uncensored, along with the rest of the content in our feed, along with every single other podcast out there, and enjoy our motherfucking show.
Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Miller, dun-dun-dun, of Firaxis fame.
That's right. William Miller is finally employed.
Oh, boy.
What do you think about that?
Although all those years and money sunk into college paying off.
I know. It paid off.
Also, we got Justin Fick of Kill Monty fame. What's up, Justin Fick?
How we doing, fellas? Doing pretty good.
Where have you been? Where have you been in my life, Justin Fick?
Dude, I've been making iPhone games out the ass over at Freeverse.
Okay, well, that's cool.
So we got four out now. A couple more coming.
Can't wait. All right. Now what do we got? What do we, I can't remember how we do this show.
Well, first of all, Blake Buck, we've got to do a battle.
Probably up there in like the three biggest challenges of my life, along with being bored and playing Mega Man for the first time.
And you just must say two words. I accept.
I accept.
I accept.
I accept this challenge.
Okie dokie.
Well, I'm done going on a hot date with my wife.
Look, that plan is over.
That plan is done.
I'm about to go on a hot date. No.
No.
You've got cancer again.
We do have to do a
now,
battle.
This battle's going to be pretty special because it's across the sea. Battle.
Right. Now, for those who don't know what battle is, this is where we call up one of our listeners who has volunteered their telephone number, and we make them do a challenge. Usually, it's very painful, and they might die by the end.
Yeah, they might die.
And so, we've got a listener today. Where is he from?
He's from Sweden. We have TK that we're going to call up today.
And it's what? It's like 1 a.m.?
It's about 1 a.m. over there, yeah. We're going to see how he does. He's online, and so that counts. You're awake.
All right, let's do it.
Hello, is this TK?
Yes.
This is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
I'm fine. Playing my DS.
As you should be.
What are you playing?
Mega Man CX.
Look, throw that shit on the floor. It's time to man up, son. This is battle.
Fuck yeah.
Are you ready for battle, TK?
Hell yeah.
All right, well, we got a special battle for you considering your awesome art skills. You ready to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Your challenge today is to create a 3D replica of the first screen of your favorite game level. Now, this can be whatever kind of thing you want, but it has to be a physical object. And you get bonus points for size and also the coolness and difficulty of the game that you choose.
So I'm going to create, like, let's say I'm using Lego and create my favorite stage in Sonic or Mario.
You could do that. You could do that. You could also, like, paper cutouts with painting on it is also okay.
You could recreate something out of the environment you live in. It's rather right. open-ended.
Also, if you insert Itagaki anywhere in this model, you will get extra points. Also, size is an issue, too. If you could make it life-size, that would be awesome.
Bigger than life-size.
Bigger than life-size, also acceptable. Anyway, you have approximately 1 hour to complete.
Hold on. I think we should insert thick bonus points.
Uh-oh.
You get thick points if, as a result of creating this montage, a living animal dies.
What?
All right. Well, best of luck to you, sir, and we will be calling on you in about an hour and a half. Godspeed.
Thanks.
Clickety clow, let's roll with this, son. All right. This is your gaming news for Wednesday, July 30th, 2008. All right, sons, we got this show on the road. I'm so excited now. All right, this week in the news, Gaki Gate continues. There is blood in the water. Saints Row 2, now headlined by a porn star. And we're going to be breaking down E3, all the big press conferences, and all the news you need to know on this week's Best Damn Podcast Ever.
Well, Blake Buck, we've been reporting on our favorite game developer,
Gaki.
Tomonobu Itagaki, in a segment we like to call Gaki Gate. That's right. So, as you know, Tomonobu Itagaki left Tecmo and has been suing them for money unpaid for his work on Dead or Alive 4. Now, a lot of us thought this is sort of a groundless accusation. I mean, you know, there was no evidence we had heard of.
Right, he's just kind of running his mouth.
Running his mouth, blowing off steam. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Rockstar developers like to do. But
dude,
recently...
I believe Mr. Gaki from day one. I've been on his side.
As have we all, but recently,
I love the Gaki.
Recently, we have been vindicated here on the Best Damn Podcast Ever. Tomonobu Itagaki and his cohorts have produced a secret tape and secret documents which they have introduced into the court.
Anytime you got a lawsuit that features a secret tape,
that's right.
I'm all about it.
That's right. So, Kotaku reports, in the second round of oral arguments for Itagaki versus Tecmo, that needs to be a game, by the way. Dead or Alive creator Tomonobu Itagaki submitted evidence that included an affidavit from Ninja Gaiden 2 producer, Yoshifuru Okamoto.
Okay.
That's it. And a contract then 2005 seemed to clearly state the terms of Dead or Alive 4, bonuses, and a voice recording of Tecmo president Yoshimi Yasuda. And this all confirms what Itagaki's been saying.
Huh.
So apparently this guy, Okamoto, like, he decided to record this conversation because the president, Yasuda, had been calling him names. So he got called names and decided to record this thing. And so this is, like, proof that the accusations by Tomonobu
Itagaki. What names was he calling him? What's that lame guy in Dead or Alive? What's his name? Like, Zach? Hey, what's up, Zach? Oh, man.
It says Yasuda had continuously harassed him, calling him an idiot, stating he was no good, and saying Okamoto had no class. Awesome. So anyway, I'm totally psyched about this. I think the defense is going to produce a recently sexually harassed woman to testify
to
against Tomonobu Itagaki's claim.
This is Yakumi. She was raped in the parking lot 10 minutes ago. Can you trust this man? I think not.
I know, it wouldn't be very hard.
Oh, come on.
She's still got, like, champagne spilled on her. Like,
like blouse
just,
still,
just
like, popped open.
Because the man dips his wig doesn't mean he's not entitled to his cash monies. The man fucks like a wild man, but he still makes some good games.
I don't know. We played his new game.
Yeah,
I
got Gamefly. We'll get to that in a little bit later. But I was playing Ninja Gaiden 2. It was all right. I don't know.
Good.
I wasn't blown away. It seems like it's going to be a real good deal at about $30.
See, my problem with Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden.
It's too hard. I suck.
Well,
at those
not only
games.
Is it too hard, but you fight the same mans the whole time. Well,
see, like William Miller.
How's that different from any other game?
That's true.
That's true.
Well, look, William Miller, you suck at games, and I may be in the middle. Justin Fick, on the other hand, probably beat Ninja Gaiden 2 like 8 times in the time it took us to beat level 1.
You're probably right.
That dude at the end of level 2 in the fire, I couldn't beat that. It took me forever.
Now,
Ninja Gaiden 2 is Fick's kind of game, so I am biased.
That's
but
right.
It's still good.
It's hard. It is a hard game.
And no one denies that Ninja Gaiden Black is one of the best games on the Xbox.
Very hard. I think we also need to clarify our nomenclature here, Blake Buck. There's a little bit of confusion. Now let's be clear. Ninja Gaiden. Them's are the original tapes on the NES. Ninja Gaiden those are them new tapes. That's how it works. Because when you were a kid, you always used to call it Ninja Gaiden. Always. So them's some old tapes.
All right, so what's going to come out of this lawsuit? What, Fick, what do you think? How is Gaki going to get out of this one? It's like an episode of Dukes of Hazzard.
It smells kind of like a settlement. Like he's entitled to a 666%, which is awesome, by the way.
What is his percent?
Now, the percentage, I forgot to mention this, the percentage of what the benefit was that he's arguing is 6.66% of profits made by the game.
Dude, you know he came up with that too. Like, dude, he's in the office and he's like, I'm about to leave this company unless I get 6.66%.
No, this shit was all
like he had it like on a card, like, and he slid it across the table. Oh, yeah. And you open it up, it's like written in blood, 6.66.
It was all made before the agreement was apparently made before. Before the production of Ninja Gaiden got underway.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he had any plans to leave until they stopped giving him his money. But anyway, it's the number of the beast. How awesome is that?
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, my God. He is the coolest dude. I take it back. I would gladly get my ass beat Ninja Gaiden all day long just to have it, just to know that I'm one thumb press closer to this man.
But I mean, either way, like no matter how this plays out, I mean, Tecmo is completely bitten off the hand that feeds it. I mean, Tomohiro Itagaki is he is Tecmo.
At this point.
Yeah, that's like if Nintendo went up and slapped Miyamoto.
Well, Miyamoto hadn't done anything in years. I mean, he's just sort of like a figurehead. Like,
that's true.
Itagaki, seriously, is most of the creative direction behind all these games. Like him or not, without him, I don't know what Tecmo's got left.
Like, Tecmo just gonna try to make games with big tits and just gonna fail at it. They're not gonna
they
be
won't
as
jiggle
big
realistically.
As they would have been with Gaki there.
Alright, so we got anything else to add on this?
I don't know, we're gonna wait and see. Yeah, we'll, bated breath.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on this. So, Fick, what you got for us?
Alright, speaking of tits. so you heard the news that that THQ has brought on porn star Tara Patrick to Saints Row 2. Now, we don't know a whole lot about this, and by the time this podcast comes out, we'll know more, because we're supposed to know more on the 30th. Hmm. But Tara Patrick has now joined THQ as her role as, quote, special producer.
Hmm.
And she will be, quote, bring her one-of-a-kind touch to the project.
What does she do? Like, go around and just have sex with the developers?
That's the actual quote.
Okay, here's
now,
what I'm...
It kind of looks like she's going to be a character in the game. Like, she's featured in, like, a Saints Row-styled bikini.
Yeah.
On,
she better be naked.
On the promotional pics. Yeah, there better be some tits.
Here's the thing. Okay, God of War taught me one thing, it's that you can put titties in video games.
That's right.
All right? So I don't see why we can't have more titties. I mean... Why can't we? I mean, all right. Apparently, sex is too far. Oh, adult only if there's sex. My goodness, you can see nudity, but if there's sex, oh, send it back to Christian school. But
dude, you can bang chicks in God of War with that wobble invasion.
Yeah, that's
shit.
What I'm saying. There were tits in God of War, so let's get. There are not enough titties. Like, actually, okay. Obviously, there's sex everywhere in video games, but I'm talking about actual. I want to see that nipple of flapping titties in my video games. And I think Tara Patrick's going to bring it home.
That's the actual rating in the ESRB. Strong language, moderate drug use, flapping nipple titties.
Titty nipples, get it right.
Well, it kind of seems like to me that Saints Row 2 is kind of like they actually have the balls here to, and they're kind of going up against Grand Theft Auto, from what I can see. Like they had their whole ad campaign, I don't know if you saw that, where they actually ripped on Grand Theft Auto. Like, you couldn't do shit, like, you can either go and, like, play pool and go drinking with your buddies, or you can do all this cool shit in Saints Row 2.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw that. So yeah, now it's like maybe they're seeing this as another area that they can top.
Yeah, they're trying to outmarket Grand Theft Auto, I think, is what they're trying to do with this move. And I think it's smart. I mean, look, I like breasts.
I like it.
Okay, sold. That's all you had to do.
I mean, it's kind of a move towards the whole like postal side of things. Like, you know, well, check it out. Well, here's porn stars, and now you can like hammer dudes' nut sacks to the size of sheds and shit and all this. And all that cool stuff. So they're really going absurd and like tongue in cheek with it, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I was missing from Grand Theft Auto, aside from like the radio.
Yeah,
stations.
Grand Theft Auto in a way was to me seemed a little reserved. You know, I mean, especially like, you know, there was all that like, I don't know. I guess
they're
trying to play a more realistic
like story now. It's
all about the story. And, yeah,
I mean, like the radio stations and stuff are still very satirical, but.
Yeah, it's sort of like the old Grand Theft Auto.
But the game itself is dead serious.
So I think I'm digging Saints Row. It's coming out. They better not be lying with this marketing. It better be balls to the walls, like the opposite end of the spectrum of Grand Theft Auto in terms of like realism and, you know, comic value.
Mm-hmm. And now that I've said it, I'm gonna be disappointed if I don't get to hammer someone's nutsack to the side of the ship.
All right, so. Next up in the news, guys, we got to talk about E3. As you know, E3 happened about a week or two ago, and the press conferences are obviously the biggest part of E3. You know, EA had their little show and had their little Spore thing. Okay, I don't care. It's all about the big press conferences, and this year, all three press conferences. Well, I gotta say, I'm not gonna say they were all good because they weren't.
Dude, they suck ass.
Let's talk
suck
about
ass.
Let's talk about each one individually, all right? We're going to hit up the Sony press conference first. So going through the announcements, they announced the video store on the PlayStation Network. It's going to be kind of the same as Xbox Live's video store, but given that the Xbox Live's had over a year one up on them, they're probably going to have nearly as many movies. But
have any of us like used the Microsoft video store yet? I haven't.
I bought some stuff. I mean, it works like you download and you play it. I mean, I'm not really into download movies, but if I was,
I think maybe I got like a trailer for a game off of XBLAW, but I haven't got any movies. I haven't bought any TV shows.
Yeah, so they got.
Maybe I'm different, but to me, it doesn't seem like that was all that
right.
You know,
they also announced a new PSP bundle. It's gonna come with more junk, and it's $199. Not a significant price drop, but I guess they're trying to keep it competitive with the DS. DC Universe Online, I don't even know. They talked about this as some MMO they were launching. Dumb, don't care. I don't care about DC, and I don't care about MMOs. $399, a slight price drop of $399 for the 80-gig model of the PlayStation 3. Though, still the best deal is that Metal Gear Solid 4 bundle, if you can find it anywhere. It's very hard to get. They had a God of War 3 trailer that was, it was all CG, who cares? Ratchet and Clank downloadable
content.
You kind of
knew it was coming anyway.
Yeah, well, we knew it was coming, but I don't know. Some in-game footage would have really been better.
You missed Mag, Blake Buck.
What is that?
This is probably the crown jewel of the press conference. It's a big action game.
Oh, that's right. I remember about this.
256 players play at the same time in eight player squads. That sounds pretty cool.
It sounds ambitious, but it sounds hard to pull off effectively. So I don't know. We'll see.
If they can pull it off, like, I mean, both with the technical aspect of it and the gameplay aspect of it, like,
yeah,
it seems like you're gonna have, you know, eight player games, and they're gonna have maybe you know, some sort of objective, maybe against another eight player squad, and then that affects conditions in other people's games. I don't know how they're gonna do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's not gonna be like 256 player clusterfuck 2000.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's what I want. 256 player, clusterfuck 2000.
Yeah, just like a line of dudes, 125, or, you know, 128 on each side.
Yeah.
And they run at each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Resistance 2, they showed a little, some extra footage on Resistance 2, and at Retributions is the new PSP title is headed, I guess, the PSP. I don't know about this. I mean, the last Resistance game on the PSP kind of sucked. Maybe this one will be a little better. Oh, wait, no, wait. What am I thinking of? Am I thinking of Resistance? Yeah, I am thinking of Resistance. I always get Resistance.
It's the skull with, like, the five
eyes.
Oh,
no, no, no. I'm getting confused with Killzone. I get these two games. They look the same to me. Every time I see them, I think they're the same game, but they're not. So, Final Verdict. It wasn't a bad showing for Sony, I'd say, but they didn't. There wasn't, like, a metal. Like, you get to the end of the press conference, there wasn't, like, ooh, Metal Gear 5 this fall. You know, there wasn't, like, a big earth-shattering announcement. So, in that sense, it was a little lackluster.
Now the stuff from Sony that I thought was kind of cool was their PlayStation Network games they got coming out,
right?
Like
Bat
they have
Princess,
Yeah, Fat Princess looks kind of cool.
Justific, why don't you explain what Fat Princess is?
Fat Princess is basically, so you get, it's kind of like Capture the Flag, only the flag is a fat chick.
Yeah, they've captured your princess, put her in a tower, and made her fat. So it's hard to move her.
So when you capture the flag, you kind of have to like roll her back across the battlefield.
Right.
And you have like your little squad of like fighters and whatnot.
Yeah,
on top
the
of
art style
up.
Is real similar. I think like Castle Crashers, kind of cartoony yeah. looking, and okay. it's like hella gory.
That too. Sounds cool. So yeah. I don't know. There could be some good original gems coming out on PlayStation Network. We'll keep an eye on it. But overall, I'd say the press conference it was kind of at best. All right, Nintendo yeah. press conference. Lord have mercy. I got to sit down for this one. Okay, let me just start off by saying Nintendo clearly focused on the casual market in this year's E3, which is obviously what they're selling the most, you know, hardware to. The problem is that the casual market is idiots, and you're not going to make any money off the casual, at least, well, I don't know. Let's go through it and we'll discuss. Shaun White snowboarding uses the balance board. Ah, can't wait. Animal Crossing City Folk. So this is the new Animal Crossing coming to the Wii. It looked all right, but it's online, but it's still limited bullshit online. It's not like Xbox Live kind of MMO thing. It's the same nonsense of, give me your friend code. Ooh, I'm going to put in my friend code. Now that we both put in our friend code, we can go online. I mean, the Wii needs a comprehensive online plan, and that's still not happening yet.
And honestly, like, I am amazed that anyone can be interested in Animal Crossing for more than 10 minutes.
Well, like, seriously, play that game all the time.
Yeah, I think everybody's gone through an Animal Crossing phase, and I'm...
I didn't.
Or like the Sims phase. Like, I loved Animal Crossing and the Sims. I played those games the mess out of them, and then I was done with them. Like, I played the Sims for like 2 weeks. I played Animal Crossing for like, I don't know, a month. And now I don't think I'm ever going to play another
Animal Crossing
game. My
Animal Crossing phase lasted 15 minutes. Like, I bought the game, brought it home. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Everyone's raving about it. I spent like... 5 minutes collecting pears and stepping on roaches, and I was like, dude, seriously, fuck this. I gotta shoot something now. I'm going out of my fucking mind.
Alright, so, I don't know. That was a little... And to be honest, that was the biggest title they had. They also announced the Wii Speak microphone. So this is a microphone that goes on top of your TV and lets you talk to other people over the internet. The problem is, though, you got this friend code nonsense is keeping you from... I mean, okay, so I can talk to my... Wii friends only after I've added, like, it's not a comprehensive online plan. You're not, unless you and a whole bunch of friends all own Wiis and you all own, you know, this game and you're all online and you all have this microphone, it's real. I mean, the point of it is kind of lost on me. I mean, how many people do you know that got all that?
Nintendo's whole security thing, their whole, like, keeping kids away from Pokemon playing pedophiles is really coming back and biting. I mean, seriously, like, really, just let people talk to anybody. It's not that big a deal. I mean, on Xbox, you get the occasional dude calling you a round mouth, but other than that, it's fine. There's no problems.
Yeah, like, no matter how much Nintendo tries, they're not going to, like, excuse the fact that the internet is just saturated with mean people. Like, no matter, the friend code ain't going to fix that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, they're mean folks everywhere. They're going to call you poo-poo face. And,
Online content not rated by the ESRB. Done!
That's it.
Lawsuit
absolved. I mean, honestly, like, on Xbox Live, I've really only seen that in Halo 3 social matches. That's it. Period. That's the only game I've seen it.
So, also, what else we got? The Wii Sports Resort. This is a new Wii Sports game that's coming with this new, like, I don't know, this new tape you plug into your Wiimote, and somehow it makes the controls not suck. Shouldn't this have shipped with the fucking Wii itself? Like,
well,
I don't know.
It's a second accelerometer is what it is, and supposedly it's going to give you exact... one-to-one movement. So
why
I guess,
do we
like,
have this before?
I guess like it had the infrared in there, and it had like one accelerometer, so it could tell like its orientation, or it could tell like its rotation towards the TV with the sensor.
Yeah.
But supposedly like you get a lot more control with the second one. Like you like I don't know if you saw the video of Reggie sort of doing the like the throttle of a Sea-Doo of a.
Well, I thought the best demonstration of it was in that little like throw the disc to the dog game. Where she had the controller and was like rotating it in her hand, like moving the controller, and like the character was moving her hand exactly the same way. I mean, it looks cool. I just think they should have like come up with that a lot earlier.
And not only that, is this gonna make old games run better? Like when I'm playing WarioWare, is this because Lord knows WarioWare has got some squirrely controls? Is it gonna help that out?
Probably not. I mean, I would imagine that you have to code this extra, you know, degree of freedom.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
but yeah, I mean, like the whole Wii Sports. I mean, it's cool you have that extra degree of control. But honestly, how long are you gonna spend throwing a frisbee to your dog? Like that's gonna be fun for like two throws, and then I'm gonna want to kick my dog in the face, so, and then throw the disc out the window, and it's gonna be $50. Like Wii Sports was awesome because it came with your Wii.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and this Wii Resort thing, I mean, okay, I understand there are casual players out there, but the problem is casual players don't buy a lot of games. You don't know how many people I know who don't really play games, but bought a Wii and own only one game, Wii Sports.
That's right.
Oh, we need to come up with a name for
these. They think that is the Wii.
That is the Wii. Wii Sports is the Wii, and they're never going to buy another game.
Some people don't even know you can. I mean, like... Like, honestly, that's the Wii, is Wii Sport. That's the perception, is that that's all it does.
Well, dude, I walk through GameStop or, like, Virgin Megastore every other day, and I still don't think I can buy more games for the Wii.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Like, I'm in GameStop, and there's nothing on... All the shelves just filled with crap. Crap. These things that, like... You know who's making all the money on the Wii is these, like, 2-bit developers putting out crap games, and just because they're on the shelves, somebody's buying them, and they can... They can, you know, have really low cost making them, and they're not that good, but they'll make just enough to keep making them.
Yeah, they're like bad horror movies. You can make them with a low enough budget, and they will, you know.
Dude, it's gonna be the same thing as the GBA and the same thing as the GameCube. It's gonna be like Hannah Montana's magic wand waggling butt fuck fairy princess 2000.
Butt fucking fairy princess. Okay, so Nintendo promised, all right, guys, we know we've had this casual stuff, and we know you guys are ready for the real meat. And everybody's like, fuck yeah, man! Fucking Gladiator's the game!
That's the real meat. Gladiator's the game.
Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars on DS. Can I just say that I'm not excited, even in the least, for this game?
I'm not excited right now, but I am totally open to being surprised.
Did they show any screenshots? I don't even think they showed any screenshots.
I don't think so.
No, I mean,
I could be wrong on that one. I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think they even specified how if it was going to be a 3D game or a 2D game.
2D is going to suck penis right now because, I mean, hello, we moved past that. All right, obviously some DS games can get away with it, but
no, I don't know. No, you forget how fun the original GTAs were.
Well,
like,
that's
the DOS
true.
Versions, were fun games.
But going back to that now.
Well, yeah.
I did go back to the original GTAs because they had like the 1 and 2 and like a expansion pack or two for the PS1. Fuck, it was horrible. I couldn't play for 10. Like they had like the whole move forward and rotate your dude controls.
Yeah,
like
the controls
it was
are tank
style.
Well, look, I could play that.
It's kind of like this. It's like, for instance, you know how I hate Marathon. The reason I hate Marathon is like going back and playing something, a more archaic version of a much smoother game to me. When I haven't played it in the past, just seems silly, right? I never really had any of the nostalgia when playing Marathon, so it's kind of lost on me. And I think trying to do that if you try and go back to 2D, it's going to be lost on most people with this Grand Theft Auto game. And Lord knows if it's in 3D, just tell me it's not in 3D. I would prefer a terrible 2D game than them attempt to make a 3D Grand Theft Auto on DS.
And you know what's worst of all? It's probably going to be rated like T for teen, or... Or like E, all ages,
no,
or whatever.
There's no way they could get an E, but...
Dude,
no,
you think they're going to release an M game on the Nintendo DS? I don't
of
even
course.
Think they were allowed to do that.
No, there are M games on the
DS. There's
like
a
what?
There's a few handful. What? But this, look at the title, Grand Theft Auto. There's no way you can sell that.
I would bet that it's going to come out and be like teen rating game.
I doubt it.
I don't think you're going to have cussing in it, no titties in it.
Either way, this game is going to suck because it's on the DS. The DS, technologically wise, is not at a place where it can run this game effectively.
We'll see.
We'll see. It's getting major, major suspect eye.
Speaking of suspect eye, what about this Wii music?
Oh, Lord,
no,
the Wii music. I don't even want to talk about this. So this is like, all right, y'all can leave. Oh, wait. Just one more thing. A big title. Here it comes. Legend of Zelda plus Mario. Oh, no, you don't get any franchises. Wii music. Hold up your little Wiimote and play it like a drum. It's the future. Dude, I am so done with the freaking Wii.
I read this article where somebody sat down with Alex Rigopoulos, like one of the producers at one of the kings over at Harmonix.
Totally,
and like he was just like,
drumming.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. We tried this. It was not fun.
You can recreate 50 instruments in a realistic manner. For what? Who cares? What a terrible game. I cannot even imagine how anyone's ever going to have fun with this game ever.
Dude, it's like throwing a frisbee to a dog. It's a 5-minute novelty at best.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who's going to pay $50 for this? Like, it's like a flash game almost to me.
Yeah.
a Flash game with wiggle controls. I'm so done. Nintendo, thumbs down. This is by far the worst press conference Nintendo's ever given in my mind. And maybe even of all press conferences for any of the main... I mean, even when Sega shut down, they did it with some zazz. This is just awful. Thumbs down, Nintendo. Jeez.
I think the only one that was worse was the Konami press conference. Did you see that, Justin Fick?
No, I didn't.
Were they, okay, so the Konami press conference, they were demoing their new power game, which is Guitar Freaks in the U.S., right?
Did they show the new DS Castlevania at all?
I don't know. Maybe.
If they did, it's automatically better than any one of the 3D's press conferences.
I've seen that power. That looks pretty good. But anyway, this woman comes out, one of the producers comes out, and she plays a song with her band, and then she tries to play the same song on their Guitar Freaks, and she fails. She sucks ass at it. And this game looks like it came out in, like, 2000. It looks awful. Like, it was
hey, what's it called? It's called, like, Guitar Revolution?
Guitar Revolution. Yeah, Guitar Revolution, I think that's what it is.
Is it any different from the old... Their arcade games from back in the day?
No, well, it does have drums. It's got drums, and the drums look like they've got more buttons, I guess, maybe. But it's just...
So it is
a new game to compete with Rock Band. It's not their arcade.
It's supposedly, to compete with Rock Band.
That market's already saturated enough.
I know. Look, my living room's full, baby. Yeah, I already bought Rock Band.
Yeah, I got a whole corner of my living room full of, like, accessories right now. I got a wall that I hang on my guitar and microphones on. I don't need any more. All right, so let's move on to happier times. Microsoft press conference, the only one I was behind at all.
They got it on lock. Microsoft.
So, let's talk about avatars first. This is essentially their attempt to be like the Miis on Nintendo.
Looks
retarded. You can make your own man. Oh, look. You know, somebody in marketing over there was like, "Ooh, people like making their own mans. Let's do that on Xbox." So, I don't know. It could be worse. So they're adding in these new like essentially Miis for Xbox. Could be fun, you know. I don't know. It depends on especially this, like some.
If they take a different point of view to this, I mean, because it kind of looked like they're doing the whole Nintendo approach. Like, here's these super cute E-rated people that show up in your game. Like, here's your dude like headbanging in 1v100 and all that stuff. No, they just sort of open it up like, you know, to the Xbox audience, like, not create these super tame things. Like, if I don't get to create an avatar that looks like a dick, I'm gonna be disappointed.
Maybe not that far, but I think they'll probably target older games. Like, my dude needs a shotgun, and they can probably hook me up with that.
A chainsaw, like a gimp mask.
Yeah, not only that, but I want to be able to shoot your mans in my games.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. If they can integrate the stuff into the games, that'll be cool. So, I think they're trying to do that. In fact, one of the things they talked about, is it in this article here? Okay, they called it Prime Time, which is some sort of, like, game show that you, like, it happens, like, every night or every few nights, and it's, like, you watch it real time, and some people get to be on the game show with their little Miis on the game show, and you answer trivia questions.
It's a good idea. I mean,
you win real prizes.
To see if it's just a novelty or if it ends up being kind of...
I mean, as long as it's executed well, it's a cool idea, so we'll see. Prime Time is some sort of, but it's this, like, TV show on your Xbox you get to play in. Next, Netflix Instant Watch coming out. That's going to be hot.
I'm excited about this.
You're going to be able to watch Netflix stream, you know. Right now you can stream Netflix movies to your PC, but it's only certain movies. But that technology is coming to Xbox, so if you're already a Netflix subscriber this fall, you're going to be able to watch them all on your Xbox. I'm excited.
That's going to be awesome.
Not only that, but you can also invite your friends on Xbox to all watch the movie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know. It seems like they might have some sort of... DRM or something. It seems like they would stop you from doing that. Have you read, like, specifically you can do that?
Yeah, they've said so.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, hey, let's watch, like, I could, like, William Miller, let's go watch, I don't know, like, Jackie Brown, blam, and
Done.
It's on the TV, and
Done.
We're watching it at the same time, and I can make fart noises at you through the whole movie.
That'd be awesome. Does it work with your camera and stuff? Is that
No, wait, Foxy Brown, that's the one I want to watch.
Foxy Brown.
But yeah,
it'd be awesome if you could, like, have your face next to the movie.
Oh, that would be hot, yeah. If you could use the cameras, too. It's coming. I think all this is coming. Maybe not now, but that's going to be hot. All right, next we got Fallout 3. They showed it off. It's looking hot, and it's going to have exclusive content on Xbox 360. I'm loving it.
Now, I've never played the first two Fallouts.
Right. I played them a little bit.
I am excited about the third one.
It looks hot, man. It's first-person shooting. You're running around post-apocalyptic wasteland. The demo looked hot. You can check it out on the Xbox. If you got an Xbox, they got the trailer up or online. But definitely check out that new trailer.
Yeah, I mean, it basically looks like Oblivion with guns.
Also, Fable 2 was announced for October. Really don't like Peter Molyneux. I really just can't get over that. Maybe the game will be good, but the first one was so overhyped. I fear I can't get excited about the second one. Maybe it'll be good, though.
Somebody needs to just punch him in the face and satisfy
all of the... Now, what's the difference? We love Itagaki, and he's in all these legal troubles and stuff. Yeah. And Peter Molyneux is this very clean-cut guy, and we hate him. Why is this?
Well, it's just that, you know, he has all these promises that he doesn't deliver on. That's all.
Yeah, Itagaki makes no promises.
Itagaki just says, listen, I want to make a game that's going to have blood and tits all over the place. And that's what you get. And we love him for it. And dude, like, you know, I'm also going to rape this girl. And he does. Like, he delivers on everything that he says.
We were playing Ninja Gaiden, me and William Miller playing Ninja Gaiden 2, and, like, first cutscene of the game, there's, like, this, you know, I don't even know what her name is, the big-tittied one.
That does and not she's, narrow she gets, things down
she
at
gets,
all.
She gets attacked by these dudes, and like, her breasts are like, glug, 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 glug. Oh, I fell down, glug, 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 glug. It's like some sort of, like, I don't know if their animators have ever seen breasts, but I do not care. Yeah, that is better than reality.
She was on the ground, not moving. Her breasts were still jiggling. Awesome.
That's what, look.
Well, I mean, he's like, you know there are programmers at Tech Mode dedicated solely to balancing breast physics.
See, plastic surgeons need to take note from Team Ninja, all right? They've clearly figured out what's better than, like, real life. So maybe we'll start injecting, like, I don't know, like, what is it, lava lamp juice in the breasts or something? Because that's what I want.
You can put little servos in them, too, to get them more.
All right, next they say you can install games on the hard drive. This is
dangerous water here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be waiting 10 minutes to
install
my tape.
They need to, first and foremost, that damn bigger hard drive needs to be $100, not $190. It's way too expensive. I got no space on my hard drive, and I can't do anything about it because I'm not going to pay $190 for the big one.
As long as games don't start requiring this.
Well, what it's going to let you do is...
Yeah, that's going to be the only important thing. As long as it stays optional, I'm cool with it. Because I might install something that I don't want to wait for loading times, but, you know, for the most part, that's why I got my tapes.
Where is William Miller going? He ran off.
God, I just want to touch. Dude, we got his favorite Weeaboo news coming up next.
Weeaboo? What's coming up next? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't move on without him.
Hey, we're eating, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat your pussy. William Miller's always hungry.
I'm gonna eat your pussy. So.
Okay.
All right. So, just to specify, you install the game on the hard drives, and supposedly they run faster, but you're still going to have the game in the drive to play, but it's not going to spin up. So, less wear on your Xbox, and maybe faster loading, maybe. This is a dumb feature. Nobody's going to use it, unless you have just a...
Unless it's required. See, that's what I'm afraid of. Like, they're going to put this feature out, and it's going to be required.
No, keep in mind that a hard drive is not required for Xbox. If they do that, they might do that on the next Xbox, but right now, with the way their market exists with the multi-tiered systems, that's not going to happen.
And then, they're still pushing their arcade console, too, which doesn't come with one. I mean, that's still being sold, so I wouldn't expect this.
People act like, why would you buy one of those without the hard drive? You don't understand. Most people buy Xboxes and buy, like, three games for them ever. I mean, what's the attach rate? Like, I think it's a little higher on Xbox, like four. You don't need a hard drive to have four game saves, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's really not a big deal. Obviously, the three of us play a lot of games, and we're not the norm. But there's still a lot of people out there that don't need the hard drive and don't want it.
Yeah, you get your Madden tape.
Most people just do PS2 style. They get their heat, and they get a memory card.
Yeah, they bought Gears, they bought Madden, and that's it.
That's it.
They keep buying Gears and Madden every year. So, William Miller, what's this next thing they announced?
I lost my place. I see it now. Final Fantasy 13 jumps ship. Now people got all up in arms about this, but I think the more interesting news here is that Rare also jumped ship. Now, Rare has been a long time Nintendo.
What? Nintendo, they jumped back in...
Dude, that was
years ago.
History. Ancient
yeah,
history.
Yeah, I know.
That's... What are you talking about, like, people getting up in arms?
But I think this is... What I'm saying is, I think it's like a trend now. It's like people are flocking to this console because they see
now,
it as
now
being...
Rare didn't flock to this console. They left way back in the day. I mean, there hadn't been a Rare game on a Nintendo console since like Conker's Bad Fur Day. That was almost, what, 5 years ago?
Was
six
it really
years
that
ago?
Long ago? I thought
it
they came
feels
out
like
that. That was like, geez.
No,
like
Conker's Bad Fur
ago.
Day, that was an N64 tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, it's been a while, so I wouldn't call it a trend.
Okay, well, maybe not a trend, but anyway, Final Fantasy 13 coming out for the Xbox 360 only in America. It's huge. I'm ready.
Wait, so it's only going to be on Xbox in America?
I think so. Isn't that right?
Well, that's the only place where Xbox actually is anyway, so who cares? There's no Xboxes in Japan.
But it's not going to be on PlayStation? It's not going to be on PlayStation in America?
Yeah,
I think it'll be on PS3 in America, too.
Oh, it will? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think is it going to be here? I think it's going to be on Xbox first in America?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that either way.
For a while, I heard it was going to be a simultaneous launch. It's been in development on the PS3 for a long time, so I don't know, like, unless they have some heat going right now.
Yeah, they showed the trailer for it, and, you know, it got my nips to Twitter. It had androgynous character flying around, big, ridiculous gun-looking thing, big airships and all this stuff. I was saying on the last podcast, like, Final Fantasy is just homogenized into this crazy thing.
It's sci-fi, fantasy.
Like, what is that? Nobody knows what that is.
And they all sort of look the same. Like, I was watching a trailer for Last Remnant, and then I watched a trailer for Star Ocean. All these games look the same
to me.
They're
so overly designed. These games, like, everything about the game is just, like,
artistically, it's just really overly designed. J-pop, like, RPG industry has evolved that way.
That's right.
I think, you know, I mean, all of them have looked the same. Like, when they release at the same time, they all kind of look the same. So we're slowly, like, evolving until, like, I don't even know. We're not even going to have squares anymore. Everything's round.
Everything's, like, round or at a 90-degree, like, yeah.
When I'm in the mood for that, like, I dig it. Like, I'm still playing through The World Ends With You.
And that game is pretty cool, actually.
That's just, like, you know, J-pop, you know, completely over the... Oh, it's really good. I love it.
I might have to check that out. It's
just so, you know, over the top with the J-pop stuff, with the music, with the costumes, with the teenage angst,
it's
with
almost,
the dot, dot,
you know what it reminds
dot.
Me of? It's like, it's it, Japanese RPGs have kind of become like Miss America pageants. Like, they all kind of have the same stuff in them, and it's always kind of been that way. And you do the same things, but for some reason, everybody thinks it's amazing and new every year.
I don't know.
The World Ends With You, it's kind of like that's the point of it.
Yeah,
I mean that's like their chosen style. It's not like you're killing dragons or shooting robots, and you just happen to be dressed up in J-pop costumes. Like, no, it's like that's the point.
I really like that game. It's actually
a really good game.
That game is all like it's the battle system. Like battle system in that game is based on the difficulty of doing multiple things at the same time. Like kind of like rubbing your stomach and patting your head because you have two characters and they're each controlled by these different interfaces, and you have to you know, coordinate their attacks and stuff. It's a really cool game. I really like it.
Okay, so let's round out the rest of the Microsoft press conference here. Access to Xbox Live Marketplace on the web. Who cares? That's stupid.
You know, I might use that. I mean,
that new demo came out and you're at work.
Yeah, exactly. You can start it downloading by the time you get home. I'm at work. Like, I'm just, you know, poking around, you know, like lunch break or something. I was like, oh, you know what? Let me grab this, and this.
Well, I guess that's cool, but at the same time, probably not going to be used by heart. I mean... Even we're like super users of these games, and even it's questionable if even we're going to use this feature. So I don't really know who they're targeting this at, but
I guess it's good that people will use it. It just won't be a huge deal.
Yeah,
they just be like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Lips is this karaoke game they got coming out. It looked alright. I mean, it comes with these two like wireless mics that kind of flash to the music. I thought that was kind of cool. If it's $50 and it's got some good songs on it, yeah. I like to throw it down my karaoke.
This is their answer to SingStar.
Yeah.
And then SingStar's been around for a long time. They got a huge library of songs. I mean, they really have, you know, an uphill battle.
But it's good to see that they're, you know, at least, because there's a market for this on the Xbox, and it's good to see it get filled.
Yeah, I mean,
I played
SingStar, and then I was like, shit. He's like, I really could use this on the Xbox. This is a cool game.
Yeah. They also announced Rock Band 2. It's like Rock Band 1, but better.
Nice. That's all you need to say.
Yeah, pretty much. One thing I did read, not only is it backwards compatible with all the songs you've downloaded from one, but for like $5 or something, you can transfer all of the songs off the disc into two.
$5, you put your disc in, it takes all your songs from the first tape over.
Now, at the same time, some would argue that should be free, and they're just milking you for $5 because they can, and I guess that's true.
I'd still pay for it.
Yeah, but, I mean, consider... considering that I ain't got to swap out discs, that's worth $5 to me.
Yeah.
Also, finally, a new dashboard. It looks pretty cool. I don't know.
Dude, I hope when that comes off, there's an option to turn it off.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen video of it, so I'm not really sure how it's going to work. But
as long as access to information is quicker.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, it's already pretty... I think the current Xbox interface is not bad. A lot better than that damn Blade. Oh, I hate the media crossbar on PlayStation.
I just think it's not as scalable. Like, both the current 360 interface and the PlayStation interface, they're not scalable solutions. Yeah. Maybe this will be more scalable.
Maybe so.
It looks actually less. It looks like, you know, if you go into your games channel, it's got them all listed, you know, left to right. And you can only see, like, maybe a couple at a time. It just looks really clumsy.
Yeah. I think aesthetically it'll look better, but from a playability standpoint, it looks a little less playable. Because I have 37 Xbox Live games.
And prior to E3 though, there are a couple mock-ups floating around. Like, you know, people were just making, okay, well, you know, here, you know, if I redesigned the Xbox dashboard, here's what it would look like. And some of them are really good.
Right. Finally, they announced Portal's still alive, Geometry Wars 2, Galaga Legions, and Banjo-Kazooie on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Dude, this is best news in all E3.
I know. Now, I was excited about Portal Still Alive, but it's going to be essentially Portal from the orange box of Half-Life, which is awesome, but it's going to be the base game, and it sounds like a handful of other levels, which I'm kind of disappointed.
Added some stuff to it. I'm just happy playing the same game again and getting, you know, 200 more points for it.
I guess, but at the same time, I was hoping for, like, I don't know, like, what's the original, 19 levels or something? Let's just call it 20 levels. I was hoping for maybe 20 more new levels. It sounds like it's probably going to be, like, 5.
I'll buy it anyway.
I will buy it as well, but I'm going to scowl when I do it. And if you hadn't played it, you're in luck. Actually, you might as well just go buy Orange Box now. The game's awesome. Geometry Wars 2 is looking hot. Looks like it combines Waves and Geometry Wars, and it's got multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It looks off the chain.
I need to max out my achievement points number one for this comes out, although it comes out in, like, what, 3 days?
Oh, is it coming out soon?
It's coming out Wednesday.
All right, finally, the strangest item I saw, Banjo-Kazooie coming to Xbox Live Arcade? How did they... It seems like Nintendo would have some sort of catch-all for clauses like this, you know?
I bet they relinquished the franchise. I mean, you haven't seen it in, like, Smash Brothers or anything.
I mean, like, is it going to say, like, from the Nintendo 64? Like, in the it's like your favorite N64 classic is going to say that, like, right there in the game?
No, it's a new game.
I thought it was the classic game.
No,
I think it's a new title.
It's a new title. It's a brand new title.
It's a brand new title, but it's on the marketplace. I thought this was the original.
Uh-uh.
Oh, then I'm dumb.
You dumb. I've been looking at screenshots of this.
This game actually had me really scared for a while, because this had me, you know, like the rumor was this would lead to Microsoft's other big announcement that I'm so glad they didn't announce this year at E3, which was a motion control.
Oh, yeah, everybody was talking about that.
I'm so glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, they can move into the casual market, but you're not going to convince Wii owners to get an Xbox 360 with that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, so overall, Microsoft had everything on lock, son. They showed a new Gears, they showed, you know, Fallout, they showed all the big titles, they gave me a little extra with the Marketplace, all these new XBLA titles coming out, the new avatars, the new interface, the Netflix stuff, all this new stuff I'm excited about. I watched the thing and I was excited by the end. None of the other press conferences I was even excited about.
It still didn't, like, hold a candle to any other, you know, their previous years, but they definitely beat everyone else out.
Oh, definitely. So, Microsoft far and away takes our pick as the number one press conference winner of 2008. All right, now it's time for releases.
All right, we got Soul Calibur 4 for Xbox 360 and PS3 coming out on the 29th. That's July 29th. Y'all know what Soul Calibur is. It's got Yoda and it's got Vader.
No. On the Xbox has Yoda and PS3 has Vader.
Oh, I see. All right, we also got Legend Hand of God for PC coming out August 1st. I don't know what that is. Some RPG for
generic
PC.
Generic action RPG.
Generic action RPG. We got Spectral Force 3 coming out for Xbox 360 July 29th. Spectral Force 3 is a strategy RPG set in the land where 10 kingdoms battle for continental supremacy. We also have...
I haven't heard a damn thing about this either way, but in general, I'm waiting for a good strategy RPG for the 360.
Dude, that's coming up. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 11 for PC. That's it, son.
360.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I guess not for 360. But look, Romance... I remember Romance of Three Kingdoms. That's been around since, like, NES. Those games are hardcore.
Dude, I remember playing the first one for the NES back when I was, like, a kid shitting my pants.
Yeah, man.
All right, also we got Summer Athletics, oh boy, on the Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3. Competing over 25 summer sporting events, including sprint. I don't even care. Who cares? this is for children. SNK Arcade Classics Volume 1 coming out on the Wii. It's going to have a collection of classic arcade games from SNK's glory days coming out on the Wii. That's going to be pretty hot.
Geometry depends on which
yeah, I guess which ones.
There, but.
Geometry Wars Retro Evolved 2 coming out on Xbox 360. Everybody's going to buy this
game.
That'll
be awesome.
If I can go ahead and buy it now. So
no, that's not a big box market game. It's XBLA, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I bet they're $10. It's going to be awesome. It better be $10.
Buy that tape.
I bet they're going to get uppity and charge $15. Think they're
well.
Cool.
The first one was $5, so the, probably they're upping it to $10. Is the
word. Oh, okay. And finally, okay. So I was in the store. I might have told you this the other day. Did I tell you this? The other
I think
day?
We told this story. Go ahead, tell again, just in case.
So I was in a GameStop, and the dudes were like, "Blake, you got to see this new hot game." They pulled it out from behind the counter. Deadliest Catch: Alaskan Storm.
Nice.
So it's coming out on PC this week.
I heard the game is kind of butt, but dude, the TV show is so awesome. Like, dude, yeah. dude, if Freeverse got like the license to do Deadliest Catch, we would just do it up. Just be like, have like all the captains be, you know, total like badass, like Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse kind of thing. Because that's how they play it up in this. You know, they play it up in this show, like these guys like yeah. hard asses and all that kind of stuff. So just have like this totally dramatic, like, you know, introduce this fit, you know, this crab fisherman. You got like lightning going off in the background and shit.
Yeah, if they made it like what's that game? Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, or that cutting game, that surgery game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Trauma Center.
Trauma Center. If they made it like dramatic like that, it could be pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, the game pretty much takes all the boring parts of crab fishing and yeah. makes you do that. And all the cool parts are done by like your crewmates.
Right.
All right. Now it's time for the judgment. All right, Justin Vicker, are you going to go first?
No, go ahead. You got this one.
Okay, so my judgment for this week is Gamefly, the game rental service. They're just like Netflix, deliver games to your door for a monthly fee. So I was sitting on my Xbox the other day, and I saw an ad for it was like $5, Gamefly for a month. I was like, ooh. So I signed up, right? And your first month, obviously you want to get two tapes. Why would you only want to get one tape at a time? I need me two tapes. So I think like the first month, if you only want one, it's $6. If you want to get two, it was 10. So I went with 10. So $10 gets you two games out at a time. So you can get pretty much any game on the Xbox. They have games from like GameCube all the way. They have like, what is it? Advanced games, DS games, pretty much all consoles. You can get almost any game. And as long as it's not like brand new, you'll probably get it really quick. So, I rented a couple of, quit booping over there. That's distracting me.
Sorry.
Who are you talking to? Look, clickety fucking clack, son, you're done with that.
Look, I'm damn, quit.
Dude, quit chatting. You can talk to that skank later.
Hey,
come on, we do a show. Excuse you.
I'm turning off the goddamn sound. Quit, Blake Buck.
Well, just turn it off. I don't want to see you typing either. Come on.
I'm texting my sweetie.
Do your goddamn thing and quit your bitching.
I can't do my thing when you're going and clickety-clacking over there. Now I can't hear Fick. Look what you damn done.
I can hear Fick.
I can't hear Fick.
Dude, I can hear Fick.
He's like 100 times quieter now.
I don't know what you
dude,
fucking
just
did.
Quit fucking aim. Come on. We're almost done with this show.
Just keep going.
I don't want to keep going. Turn it off. I keep hearing the boops. I'm trying to concentrate without you clicking over there. All done. Right. All right, now we're going to continue.
Check. Can you hear me, Buck?
Turn him up. I can't hear him.
Look, you were punching keys on my fucking computer. I don't know what the fuck you did. You turn him up.
I didn't punch
nothing. When did you check? Dude, you better turn Vic up.
My shit is all the way up.
What'd you do?
You did it.
I didn't even press it on your damn thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you did.
Fix, say something.
Check. What'd you check? Ball sack.
All right.
Ball sack.
That sounds better. All right. So anyway, so let's talk about the pros and cons of Gamefly. Your first month is crazy cheap. $10. They give you $5 in free Microsoft points just for signing up. I got like an Entertainment Weekly subscription. I got all this free crap when I signed up. So that's awesome. You can tell if the games are butt or not before you buy them, which is key. What did I rent? Bully? Dude, that game sucks.
Dude, I heard they screwed that up big time.
Well, see, no, but I thought they patched it.
It crashes. It, like, screws up.
I thought they patched it, but, like, it, just the game itself is butt. I thought it was supposed to be good. Thumbs down. I'm glad I also found out, oh, my God, Alone in the Dark, that game is butt. Oh, God.
Did I not tell you that game
was
butt?
No, I know, but I had high hopes, maybe. It would
maybe
work
you could
out.
Burn shit. You could burn all kind of shit.
So, I don't know. It's good for like figuring out if games you're kind of interested in are good or not. So, I'm glad that I had it, and I rented both those games, and they were butt, and I knew not to buy them. Also, achievements through the roof. You can crank out achievements. You know, rent you a couple easy games to get achievements in. If you want to get that score, pump through the roof. An easy way to do it. And you can also buy cheap pre-owned games. And if you like a game they send you, like if you rent one and you like it, you can just pay like, you know, whatever the price of the game is, which is usually pretty cheap compared to buying it in the store.
It's around $20 for like the best ones.
Yeah, like Ninja Gaiden 2, it just came out. I think to buy it, you could just pay like $40 and you could get, you know, Ninja Gaiden 2. Now, they wouldn't send you the box, but you'd still get to keep the disc.
No, they do send you the box.
No, that's only if you buy it pre-owned. If I'm saying if they send you a disc because you rented it and you decide to keep it, you don't get the box.
Really? I thought you do. But,
No. Well, it doesn't come with a box. They don't send it to you.
No, it doesn't come with a box. When you decide to keep it, they charge you, and then the next thing they send you is the box and manual.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's cool. Oh, I didn't know that. All right, so that right there, I mean, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, like, if you like a game, pay a little less money than buying it new, and you get it free.
Yeah, plus if your game playing frequency is such that this is profitable, I mean, this can be actually, like, way cheaper than buying a game every once in a while. I mean, if you play games at the right rate, this would probably be a good idea
right.
for you.
And you can even buy other. I hear something clicking.
I'm not clicking.
What?
I'm not even typing. I was scrubbing off my monitor.
I heard something go.
That was me.
I'm watching.
I don't know why I did that.
You do have some sort of secret chat over there.
Dude, sneaking them text messages in.
I'm just trying to screw with you.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about the cons. This service is expensive. Video games cost more. So renting video games costs more. One disc at a time is like $16. Two discs at a time is $22. Now this is after your first month, though. So
yeah,
well, I'm
honestly, you don't want to do a month at a or a one game at a time.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do one at a time. Because you're always going to want at least
because they're not nearly as quick as Netflix.
It's not as bad as I thought. It's usually I send one in. It takes around 3 or 4 days to get it back. What are you laughing at?
I'm reading ahead on your rant. You're gonna Justin picks hanging and shimmying along.
See, you gotta pay attention. I don't care if you're talking to somebody, but you gotta pay attention to what's happening, son.
I'm not talking to anybody.
I know you're not, but you're reading nonsense. Your brain is not paying
it's
attention.
Clicked off. What you're saying is dumb. It's clicked off. I'm tired of listening to you talk.
So basically, Gamefly is cool if you rent a lot of games. You should definitely try it for a month because it's crazy cheap your first month. After that, it goes up to $22, which is pretty pricey. So unless you're really in it for the long haul, you know, just check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I got it too. I mean, I love it. I've bought 3 games so far, you know, from them. You know, I went and bought Mass Effect for like $20. I bought the Burnout.
Yeah, that's also getting to our jank later on.
Yeah, I mean, it's like everything's in great condition. Like the boxes even have the freaking security tags on them. They're just cut. So I mean, everything's in great condition. I never had a problem from them or with Netflix really.
Cool.
So and then the Gamefly has led to an obsessive habit, however. And uh-oh. That is the subject of my next judgment, which is fix Achievement Whore Bonanza 2000. So basically, I realized that you could use Gamefly and just rent shit and just blow out the achievements as fast as you can, send it back, and get the next one.
Yeah, that's what I figured out. Like, I rented Bullen, even though I hated it. I got like 100 achievement points just playing through it for a couple of minutes, you know?
Dude, so I went through and got like about, I don't know, maybe this a bonanza for like 3,000 or so achievement points. But here's a quick rundown and then quick judgments of everything that I've done in that marathon, as it were.
Okay.
So the first thing we got was Avatar: The Last Airbender, and I'm gonna give it thumbs down, shit game. But however, honestly, I don't really know because we only played 15 seconds of it. Because I don't know if you guys have seen the videos, but you can get all 1,000 points for this game in the first 10 seconds of the game in the tutorial. Wow. So basically, what Justin Vick did is Justin Vick rented this on Gamefly, brought it into the office, had everyone bring their profiles, and we passed this game around like a joint on the company Xbox, and everyone in the office got 1,000 points on it. Wow. This awesome. Whole process took about half an hour. And then sent it right back. I don't even know how the game ends.
So, alright, so what's next on the hit list?
Next one is Aragon. Shitty movie, shitty game. This game is absolutely disgustingly bad. Thumbs down. But supposedly, you know, you get all 1,000 points from... You have to beat the game on both difficulty levels. You have to beat it on normal and hard. And there's, like, some stupid, like, you know, collection things, like secret eggs you have to find. But, like, everything in the game is just, like, just screamed of, let's just throw something together, tie it, you know, and then throw in, like, Aragon dude dot model for your main character. And then slap the done stamp on it. And then the one I'm working on now is the Simpsons game. And that was actually, it's actually written really good. Like, I'm going through it right now. I don't know if you guys are familiar with kind of like the story of it, but the Simpsons find out that they are in a video game.
Right.
That they're all characters. And then it's got a lot of in references to, you know, games and the game industry. And it's very cleverly written. But, I mean, for a game that does basically make fun of every other game in existence, it's pretty bad itself. there's the part where, you know, you have to, like, sort of work with, like, an AI buddy. So you get one Simpson, and then the computer plays another one. And there's so many parts, you have to make, like, two to do something together, like, in tandem. But your buddy decides he's going to run off and go jerk off in the corner for, like, 30 minutes.
I hate AI buddies. Whoever thought that shit was a good idea to put in your game?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Well, like, if you do it good, like, Gears of War does it good. I like AI true. Buddies and burgers. But no, not in Simpsons where you actually run someone up, like, to point A and make him wait there. And then as you're running the other dude up there, the first guy runs back to the corner and starts jerking off. So thumbs down.
Thumbs down on that mess.
And then, not Gamefly oriented, but I also went and got I'm gonna get 200 out of 200 in Yaris.
Wait, isn't there a car called Yaris? Isn't that like
a
hybrid?
Yes, there is. And there's also a game called Yaris. This is not a coincidence.
Is there one in the? Are they one in the same? Is this a game
about
hybrid cars?
They are one in the same.
Cars?
This is a free. This is a free download. It's a marketing ploy by Yaris, where you get to choose between one of the three Yaris cars. You get the like a three-door sedan, the hatchback.
This game is so bad.
And then you get to choose from their horribly named colors. Like, there's one, like, absolutely red or something like that. and you have to, like, race it. And there's, like, this tentacle laser coming out of your back, and you have to shoot dudes and race and do all kinds of supposedly cool stuff that Xbox 360 players will love doing, and then go out and buy Yaris's because they're so blown away. But the game is horrible.
Drive the Yaris in the game?
You drive a Yaris in the game.
Does it handle like a Yaris in real life?
I wouldn't know. I've never driven a Yaris, and I never
No
would.
Vehicle handles like the cars in these games do.
Yeah, I mean, the car... Well, listen, it's sort of like... sort of taking the same concept as Burnout. So you're in a tube... But no awesome shit is happening in the tube. it's like a tube where the awesome shit happens, but there's no awesome shit.
Yeah, and it's like literally a tube. It reminds me of, like, you remember in Sonic, right? When you beat a level, you get to, like, Sonic 2, you get to run in that tube.
Yeah,
the,
like,
that was kind of
3D tube.
Half 3D thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that, but imagine, like, there's just a car there, and it's just like a picture of a car that slides along the side of the tube.
It's Yaris so dot model.
Yaris dot model.
Oh my god, it's so terrible.
Yaris
but it is free.
JPEG.
Yeah, it is free. And now, like,
and it does have achievements.
And then what I'm doing is I'm gonna suffer because I want full achievements. Is maybe per race you pick up coins, you get about a couple hundred coins per race. There's an achievement. I think it's 15 points for getting 1 million coins. I'm gonna do it.
That's like a badge of honor.
Oh,
like,
oh,
you've,
yeah,
like, suffered through the worst of the worst.
That will be my Xbox 360 thorny crown, is 1 million coins in Yaris. So the final one, and it's another free download. It's Aegis Wing. And this is that space shooter that the interns over at the arcade team made there.
Right.
And if you're like me, you downloaded it, played around with it single player, and said, okay, this is butt, and put it down.
Yeah, it's butt.
Have you played
but it? But I hear multiplayer is good.
Have you played? Yeah, I was going to say, if you've played it with four people, it's totally different.
So how is it different?
So it's different that, okay, so first of all, you have four dudes flying around.
Uh-huh.
Now you can hit X, and you can attach to another dude.
Right.
So one of you's driving, and now the other one of you shoots, kind of like Robotron style, you know, you like your right stick shoots in any direction.
Okay, that's cool.
Now the other thing is, all, like, everyone's weapons get stronger the more dudes you attach. So, like, you know, say you get like the laser, it shoots a laser in front of you in single player. You got four dudes attached to you, and you shoot that same laser, the entire screen just blows up. Like, there's a game we had four dudes, and each of us had lasers with these screen-destroying lasers, and just went up to a boss and just proceeded to bum-rape him to, like, oblivion. Like, maybe, like, half a second. It was, like, the best feeling in the world. So, thumbs up.
Well, that's cool.
Thumbs up.
So, Justin Fick, what is this JetBlue mess down here at the bottom?
Okay. JetBlue has cost me 1,200 achievement points. Let me
now,
tell you
how. What is JetBlue?
JetBlue is an airline.
Okay.
Now, Justin Fick
How can an airline cost you achievements?
Let me tell you. Justin Fick was recently convinced to bring the Xbox down to Fort Lauderdale because there are people there that wanted to play Rock Band.
Okay.
So Justin Fick, being eager to please, as he always is, packs the Xbox and Rock Band, minus the drums, so mm-hmm. disc, microphone, guitar, in the suitcase. Right. I have not seen that suitcase since I left for Fort Lauderdale.
What?
Suitcase is gone.
Wait, so, and had your Xbox and all that crap in it?
Xbox was gone. I went and got a new one. So I'm banking on that will be compensated at some point, but I couldn't wait on that one. And I'm probably just going to replace the Rock Band disc because I still have the drums here, and really that's all I got left to master. Like, you know, the singing I never really did anyway. I played a couple songs, but like guitar, I got guitar on lockdown. But
right,
the save games. Now there's save games on my hard drive.
Oh,
on Rock Band. There is a save where I have every song beaten on the guitar except for one.
Oh, that last... High Grass... What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Green Grass and High Tides. I have not beaten that one.
No,
but
beating
that one song would have gotten me the achievement for all four difficulty levels because they stack. That's 140 points.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
That's 140 points. Oh, also...
Jeez.
Also on that hard drive is a save game for Lego Star Wars at 97%. So getting the... Getting the 100 would have gotten me 180 points. Plus, I would have been able to go back, you know, as an invincible dude and beat each level for 20 points each. For a grand total, like, what, 18 levels, 360 plus, 540 on Star Wars. Now, here's the killer, though. Here's the killer. You guys played Earth Defense Force?
Right.
Yeah.
99.7% on Earth Defense Force. Save me.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you, like, have you so close to beating it and have not?
Well, we were working on it because we're trying to get the last sniper rifle because that's what you need. That's what you need to kill that last boss. And then when you kill that last boss, you get the genocide gun, and then you can basically just go back and get all the other weapons.
Whoa! What is the genocide gun,
dude? It's a rocket launcher. Okay, that does it basically blows up like four city blocks. anything in the game that's in those four city blocks dies.
Along with you? Does it hurt you?
Along with you and your buddy. But you know what? I'll never get to shoot the genocide gun. And I will never get the 500 gamer score points that go along with that.
How do you get the genocide gun? From beating the last boss?
Beating every level on Inferno.
Oh, jeez.
So I had all the levels done, the first four difficulties, and then every level except the last one on Inferno.
I like this. Somebody in baggage claim... We like X-rayed your thing looking for bomb, and they found a toy in there.
Oh, yeah.
So they just janked all of your codes.
I haven't ruled that out at all. Someone said, Xbox. God. But you know what, though? That Xbox is set to auto sign in. So as soon as Joe Blow plugs in his toy and signs in, I'll know it.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll know it, but does that help you in any way? I mean, it's not going to help
no,
you.
No, it's not like anything I can use legally or anything.
Yeah.
But
well,
I mean,
that sucks.
I'm going to start putting LoJack on my Xbox.
It's like, okay, well, it's like... At least if I saw that, I know it's gone and the rest of my bag is in a fucking dumpster somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sucks.
So, yeah, 1,200 achievement points denied for Justin Fick. that's what cheeses me off the most about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, now it's time for the Jank of the Week.
Hang on, Justin Fick. Hang on. I got one more.
Oh, you got audience. I skipped over that. All right. Continue, sir.
This is my game design judgment for the week for the best damn podcast ever is while I was going through these games... Like particularly The Simpsons and Eragon, I'm noting. Mm-hmm. You know, and before that, I played through Tomb Raider Legend, and I'm noticing a really annoying trend in okay. games now, and that's the trend of hanging from and shimmying along shit. Now it's something that I really haven't seen. You know, people voice objections to. Like everyone loves to bitch about the crates. Everyone loves to bitch about QuickTime events, but no one has really said anything about hanging from and shimmying along shit yet.
Well, I don't really have a problem with hanging from and shimmying along. I mean, as long as you're not doing too much, right?
Well, it's like, games, and maybe it's just because the couple games that I'm playing relied too much on it. But it just made me think, it's like, why the fuck did we ever do this? This was never fun. Shimmy long shit was never fun, ever. maybe the
press
first
left
time,
and go real slow.
Yeah. Maybe the first time you saw it, you're like, okay, cool, you can hang from this thing and shimmy along it. But no,
hold up now. Shimmying and hanging were fun when the stakes were super high. Like back in the day when you had to, you know, you're playing Castlevania tape or your, you know, Metroid tape, you have to whip that thing and swing along. Like, if you didn't do that just right, you're falling in that pit. The stakes are real high. You know,
yeah,
even
but
in, like,
yeah, but,
Wind
but see,
Waker
and like, and like those old games where you fell in pit, it's like, there really wasn't shimmying. Are you thinking of Super Metroid or which Metroid do you think?
Yeah,
about
well, specifically Super Metroid.
Super
also,
Metroid,
like,
it was always part of the gameplay. Like, I think that's what pisses me off is that these are, okay, because, like, the other things that fall into this are, for instance, tiptoeing across shit high up in the air, climbing on walls and climbing on ropes and like, doing the whole thing where there's a rope horizontally from point A to point B that you must go hand across hand.
I was watching Craig play, like, Half-Life 2 over there, and he was, like, there was this level where he was on a bridge.
Yeah.
And you have to walk across, like, metal planks on the bridge, and, you know, it looks really hazardous. But he was running all over that thing. Like, it's not hard at all.
Yeah, first-person shooters, like, are always real easy to, like, run across platforms, no matter how narrow.
Like, what is this?
I think more games should adopt that approach.
And the other one that is also pissing me off is swinging on ropes. I don't like swinging on ropes. Is the same thing because here's what it does, like you have your gameplay. Take like God of War, okay,
right.
and you have your big muscly dude, and he's smashing these other dudes' heads in, and you're running around, you're smashing dudes, and you're throwing them off cliffs, and you're like caving their skulls in, and then you're gonna tiptoe across a fucking beam on the ceiling like a ballerina. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. It's like, no, you've taken me out of the element now, and now you're making me tiptoe. It's like it's like a whole little like tiptoeing minigame.
Yeah.
And same thing with like hanging from a shim and shimmy along shit. Like, it doesn't do anything. All you're doing is it's a way to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, but at the same time, Fick, you need to remember that, you know, most people aren't like you. Most people just can't cut all day.
Dude, if you can't cut all day, there's something wrong with you. Like, you must build up your cut tolerance.
I don't know. Look, I'm all for some breaking up some locomotive, you know, monotony. I think having different stuff you got to do to negotiate the level is fine. I think you got to use it in the right places, sure. But, you know, shimmying and crawling and all that doesn't bother me.
The way you do it is like, say, like Super Metroid, because you had parts where you're swinging in Super Metroid, swinging on ropes because you had your grapple. But that was because it's part of the mechanics. Like, it's not like you have your running mechanic. And you're running around, and now it's like this whole different takes you out of the element to go swing on ropes now. Like you can jump into that, you can jump out of that, you can shoot into it, you can shoot out of that, you can do all the cut while you're doing that stuff.
Right.
So I mean, my rule then is the awesomeness of your game is inversely proportional to the amount of shit you must hang from and or shimmy along. Now and
all right.
Actually, wait, no, there is an exception, which is Shadow of the Colossus. But I guess that is the gameplay, though. So I guess
that whole game is hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, that game is awesome. I tried to get my friend to play it, though. That game's awesome, but I tried to get my friend to play it, like, now, a few years after it was released. That game looks like butt now. Like, it runs at 30 frames, and it looks like butt, too. Like, I think it suffers from that same, like, marathon effect, where a game was really good, but now it just looks like butt, and you can't help from not liking it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's still a really good game. Now it's just hard to look at now that I've been playing, you know, HD,
what are the 8 billion p
graphics.
What are those developers doing? I don't know who made that game, but they need to leave.
They're the same
game. Come to Xbox and make me a game.
Same guys that made Ego.
Yeah, I know, but what have they been working on now?
I don't know what they're doing now. I haven't heard anything one way or other.
Hmm.
People were saying they were supposed to announce something at E3, but I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
So I'm eagerly looking forward to it.
Now it's time for the Jank of the Week. I ain't a winner, got a hot hand. All right, I got one Jank of the Week for you. We already kind of talked about it earlier. If you go to Gamefly.com, you don't even have to be a member of Gamefly. You don't have to sign up for the service, but you can buy incredibly cheap pre-owned games from Gamefly. They've got Mass Effect for $20. What else did they got, Fick?
They had Burnout for 20. I'm trying to remember because Spawn had this for
yeah.
the last
Devil
episode.
May Cry 4 for 20.
Assassin's Creed for 18.
Yeah, so there's ton. Who found this in the forums? Spawn, you said?
Spawn, yeah.
Yeah, so crazy deals.
I'm about to buy the club for 25.
Yeah, I saw the club and I was like, that's cheap and it looks pretty fun, but
dude,
I don't know.
It's like,
did you play the demo?
I've got it. I read it on Gamefly. It just came in today. And yeah. Dude, it's awesome. It's if I were to make a third person shooter, I would make the club. Basically,
it's like all about building combos and killing like a bunch of dudes in a row.
Cross Gears of War and Tony Hawk skateboard. And
I played the demo, but I wasn't
exactly
really impressed.
So basically, it's a run and gun. So it's totally unrealistic. So basically the story of it is. It's kind of like a little bit of Quake 3 Arena, a little bit of Unreal Tournament, a little bit of like Usual Suspects kind of thing, where like a bunch of hard ass dudes with guns are all recruited to be in the club by the secretary.
Okay.
And basically they just kill dudes over and over again all day. Now, you can choose your character. You have like the hard ass cop. You have like a dude in a gimp suit. You have the high stakes gambler who owes a lot of money. There's like the adrenaline junkie. There's all kinds of cool characters with different stats, by the way.
Right.
And then basically there's different events. It's kind of like Burnout the way it works. So you have a tournament, which takes place in a level, and then there's different events in there. So the one is Sprint, where basically you start out at start. You have to get to exit, and along the way there's a bunch of dudes you shoot. And it's like, there's no exploration to it. I mean, there's signs with arrows on them that tell you where to go. I mean, it's very obvious. And all you do is run and just shoot everyone in your way. And it's so great. And like every time you shoot, it's like headshot, you know, like and chaining all these things together. And like when there's no dudes, there's like skulls in the wall you can shoot to keep your combo going. it's awesome the way it works. And then there's one that's like Survivor where you have to, was like dudes like all coming at you from all angles and you have to survive for a certain amount of time and also shoot them all. There's like a time trial where you're timed from point A to point B. It's excellent. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're expecting like a realistic like Call of Duty kind of thing where you're taking cover and stuff, you're not gonna like it.
Okay.
And it's definitely meant to be like for, you know, like people who want to get on leaderboards. You know, people who play stuff for the old school arcade feel of it. It's an arcade third person shooter.
Right. Well, I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm gonna add it to my queue, my Gamefly queue. And
dude,
you said if you buy a game and you like it, like you said, they send you the book and shit.
Yeah, they send you the box and the book. I'm probably gonna buy the club.
That's what I was saying. That's
so
cool.
I'll buy that and I'll give you the full report. But yeah, the word on the street is they send you book and box.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, now it's time for feedback.
All right, we got a lot of voicemails today. I'm just going to go.
The first one is from me and William Miller. We're like, what does our voicemail say? We couldn't remember, so we played it, and we forgot how funny it was. And so this voicemail is just us laughing at our own voicemail. Let's fire it off then.
Oh, we're so funny.
If you haven't heard it, call 845-BATTLE-9 just to hear it. It's awesome.
Dude, I don't even think I've heard it yet.
It plays battle for like a half second. Yeah,
then
the battle
cuts off.
And it cuts off. That's it. For like a half second of it.
It's really awesome. All right, here's the next one.
Hey, guys. This is Andy from Indiana. And I was just calling to tell you guys, I think you need to... do a baked cast next time you will want to do a special cast, because I don't think getting drunk is very funny, but getting baked, well, everything's funny when you get baked, because hell, even the world's funny when you get baked, so I just...
You can skip through this. This is like 3 minutes of this going on.
I just thought I'd tell you that you guys need to get baked.
Got it. We should smoke weed.
I think we found our special guest for the baked cast.
I think it sounded a little fabricated to me.
It's
sort of an act. You better brush up on your acting skills.
Yeah, you better go smoke a bowl and figure out what it's like first, then report back, son. He's like 12.
All right, here's the next one.
Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is Millie Miller. How you doing there, Blake Buck?
What is this?
And also co-hosting with me this week is Justin Thick of Kill Monty fame. How you doing? Blam. Buh. This is Joey from Indiana, and that was my rendition of the BDP intro. Great job,
I don't understand
guys.
These voicemails.
Like, he was giving us his rendition of the intro to our show, and I like your response to everything is just, buh. That's what you say. Buh.
Now see, to me, there's no B when I say it's just... It's just a grunt noise. It's just U. U-H.
You sort of evolved. It's degraded to that.
Oh, really? There's no H. It's a...
Yeah,
the letter U.
Yeah, we've lost phonetics. We're going backwards.
You got to crane your neck out a little bit. Yeah. Like there you go. Put your lip up.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one.
Okay, have you guys seen the new E3 coverage for the Xbox 360? Oh, my God. I want to play my 360. I want to Chainsaw Niggas on
like the same
old
guy.
Okay. I don't want none of that avatar crap. I don't want my avatars running around so you can able to play.
One voicemail a week, sir. One voicemail a week.
We like things when they're genuine.
Yeah, come on. Don't call
a
us.
A for effort, but...
Yeah, come on. If you're going to call us up, just ask a question or something. Don't just call up and act silly. Unless it's funny.
Yeah, unless
it wasn't.
Now, if now he has a fourth voicemail, that will be very funny.
All right, here we go.
I'm calling it.
Yeah, you sign up for battle. We'll see who's funny.
Blake Buck, I'm sitting in your house fucking your mother. And William Miller, I'm house fucking your sister. And Justin Thick, I'm fucking you. Goodbye.
All our voicemails are just creepy
you?
And angry.
I was wondering who that was. It was so fast. And so unsatisfying.
Yeah, I don't know. That's,
What is with all these bizarre voicemails?
I don't know.
Like it's like a bunch of, like, 8-year-olds found out what the telephone was this week.
All right, next one.
Hey, guys, it's KG. Just listening to your last podcast.
KG, a real listener.
Yeah, because he calls in, even if he says something stupid, he's not acting silly on the phone.
We
continue.
Don't care.
And just wanted to mention something that Will Miller, Smarty McDouchebag over there, said he has said to buy new games so that the game makers get all the money from that. Well, you know what? I don't care if you guys make money. You know, I just care about, you know, having a good game.
Now wait a minute.
Oh,
now hold on.
Bold stance there.
Hold on a minute. That's a third of the podcast's livelihood you're talking about there. Blake Buck gets his money from...
Oh, that's two-thirds.
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Did I not say two-thirds? What did I say?
You said a third.
Look,
two-thirds. Two-thirds.
I don't
you,
like this
you
whole
best
stance.
Recognize, son.
You see people take this stance a lot, like, oh, it's like, doesn't that contribute to world hunger? I don't really care about world hunger.
I don't care about
it. Doesn't affect me.
Here's the thing. It's like, most of the games that you will probably be buying used off of Gamefly, like those year-old games or something, like, honestly, the developers really aren't seeing a whole lot of that anyway. I mean, it's like a lot of these games, it's very rare. They actually even break the point where developers make royalties off of them. I mean, some of them just get money from the publisher up front, and that's it.
Well, yeah, but you can't take the stance of, oh, well, I don't care, so I ain't gonna pay.
Well, I mean, the stance I'm taking is that, you know, even as a developer, if I'm making money off it, it's cost me more money to buy them new anyway. So it actually makes me more money to buy them used from Gamefly.
Hmm.
So,
maybe.
No, that's not how it works at all.
just buy a damn game. Do you know how cheap, like, how many thousands of hours go into these video games nowadays? And you're complaining about paying $50 or $60. Like, imagine when you buy Gears of War 2, right? And you play a game. How many thousands of hours went into you having fun for, like, I don't know, 10 hours?
Yeah, seriously. Pony up the cash.
What is $60? You can get a minimum wage job. It's like a week, less than a week, half a week of work.
Dude,
come on.
When
$60
ain't
that much
comes
money.
Out, that I will plunk down the $60 for because Cliffy B makes me all hot in my loin. All
right, here we go. Next one.
Hey, it's KG again. Messages for Blake as you never replied to my earlier message about you putting your face up on the forum. I was wondering why you did that because it really makes me not want to go to the forum anymore, and it makes that guy Craig Reed look even creepier. because he put that weird signature with your face up there.
I don't have no idea what he's talking about.
I think he's saying that because your face has saturated the forum, oh. He no longer wants to go there. Which, look, the forum is not for the weak at heart.
Yeah.
There might be a great purge coming up pretty
Dude,
soon.
No, it's like no, that. No. It's like that warning message at the beginning of every video game. Form interaction not rated by the ESRB.
Not rated by ESRB.
Look, we do not condone anything that goes on in there,
no.
But we will not stop it.
No.
We cannot encourage or discourage its
use. Honestly, I think most of the stuff that goes on in the form, all the insanity is brilliant.
Yeah.
all the crazy, like, Blake Dumb, Blake Smart banners and stuff, I love all of
them.
Yeah,
we got a new addition to that from Hendrick B coming up in the emails. Anyway, what else do you have to say?
I think it's pretty stupid, and... No, I'm not gonna check out your form.
Well, boo-hoo.
Okay, good riddance.
So,
go write it on your blog.
All
right, next voicemail.
Okay, now before we play this,
yeah, just go ahead and play it.
All right.
Hey, this is Keyshawn Fellows again. I heard your podcast. You didn't get my number, so my number is 870-3992. So, call me back for battle. I will do whatever. I don't care if it gets me in jail for about 2 years.
Okay, so
I'll do it.
Apparently, we live down the street from this man. He's like two doors down. We pick up our rotary telephone.
We gotta have an area code, buddy. It doesn't do us any good.
And country code as well.
Country code.
Actually, no. That gives me an idea for next battle. Okay, his number there with no area code.
Yeah.
You guys just call that, and whoever you get is our battle combatant. I'm dead serious.
Awesome. All right, that does it for the voicemails, Blake Buck. What do you got in the email?
We'll fire off the emails real quick. We'll go through these. I'm telling you, feedback is just getting meaner and meaner spirited these days,
man.
Especially these emails. Heinrich B says, "Hello, brick face, hot sauce, and flippy flap down below. Listen, brick face."
Dude, right away, the fighting words.
I've noticed ever since you've started drinking, this show's gone to the shitter. Anyway, but now I don't know. What is that supposed to mean? I've been drinking since age of 2, baby.
I thought the last two shows we did where we had a beer or so were pretty good.
Okay, I don't know if you noticed. When we drink on the show, one beer does not get you drunk.
That's right.
Okay, so unless you've never heard of, like, alcohol and its effects, you might want to read a book. Okay, go read your book, kind of. But anyway, I sent you an email on episode 4, 4.1, which the
Probably
Blake...
41. Which is
41, which Blake being stupid got to read, got, I can't.
Which Blake being too stupid to read ignored.
It was actually only emails not complaining about the lack of shows. And my email suggests that BDPE get Yahtzee on the show after seeing he's grown quite big in the gaming fan base. It'd be good for the show. More listeners means more gold in the P.O. box coming episode 50. I don't know, I guess we could get Yahtzee on the show, maybe.
We might be able to get Yahtzee on the show. And he signs his letter, P.S. Blake Drunk, the new Alcoholics Only Club.
Oh, Blake drinks now. I don't even drink hardly at all. I have one beer on the show. Oh, the show sucks now. God, you don't know how many emails we don't read a week where people go, oh, the show sucks now. God, why does this suck now?
Dude, you know what's going to happen? And for the episode 50 gift, it's going to be, they're going to all chip in and do an intervention.
Yeah, episode 50 is going to be a Blake Buck alcoholics intervention.
Like, the thing is, we've always been getting these emails saying the show sucks, you know? Like, it's always like you get these, it's like, man, remember episode 28? Those were the glory days. No, I don't remember those. They're all the same to me. Don't tell me what's good and what's not. It's all the same.
All right, we got Bartolucci. He says, hey, BDP, this is Bartolucci. I'm currently looking for a present for you dudes. I already have one for Blake. You mentioned it in a previous episode.
Uh-oh.
But I need ideas for Fick and Miller. What did we say for that?
Was I don't it, you know. Know
like a Dude, I got an idea like, for myself.
If you were to look up like the number of hours we've spoken on this, it's going to be at least 50, probably closer to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Dude, also, I'd be happy to buy a shirt directly whenever you guys have them available.
We'll get to that in a minute. We got another email about
All right, P.S.
All right, hold on.
What
hold
do
on.
You got? What?
I do have an idea for myself.
Okay.
For Mr. Bartolucci, what I would like is tickets for two to your restaurant. Because I with a name like Bartolucci, I must have seen Bartolucci's down in like Little Italy or something.
He's got to have a restaurant,
yeah,
like that.
I want tickets for two so I can take Hot Date to your restaurant.
Awesome.
For episode 50.
Look,
and be sure to put some thick sauce in the noodles.
Some Ficarada game developer juice in there. Look, I want a golden statue. a bust of my face. Anyway, he says, P.S., what are your guys' impressions of the EA game Mirror's Edge?
I don't know what that is.
It's the game, the like, free-running game.
Like, at first, I wasn't too excited about it. I was like, okay, dumb. But now I'm seeing videos of it. I'm seeing,
yeah,
like,
I think it looks cool.
What is free-running?
Cool. Free-running is, like, what's in all what the kids like these days. It's all in all the movies. It's like, people with no wires and stuff, like, running all around cities, jumping off crazy stuff and doing flips. And
oh, yeah, yeah. You know see, like, I mean? YouTube videos.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, it's a game that's kind of like that, and it's tried to be like...
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, now that you mentioned
more first-person than any of the other first-person games. It looks pretty cool. I heard, like, they're having problems, trouble with people getting, like, sick and stuff watching the game, so they put a little red dot in the middle.
Dude,
so
you know what?
Something to focus on.
I'm noticing too many people are getting motion sick from too many games now. I think people are just becoming pussies. No, seriously. All, like, gamers are pussies now. Seriously, like I've heard it with, like, Mirror's Edge. I've heard it with Marathon. I've heard it with all these different games, like... I think people are just getting their hands held too much, like they're used to, like, you know, even like God of War, like having their little infinite checkpoint continues, and Halo having their little infinite checkpoint. They're getting a little soft. They're wads of cookie dough, and at the first you know hint of you know motion sickness inducing stuff, they get motion sick. It's like, no, build up your tolerance.
All right, so next email, we're going to take this email.
All right, Dylan B. writes, Dylan B. is our official BDPE PR guy. He's the guy that's trying to hook us up with the syndication and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he writes, yo, apparently Blake Buck can't make t-shirts.
Look, I can make shirts.
I've known this for a very long time. We've been trying to get Blake Buck down the street
look,
to the store.
Look, why don't you do it? You can make a t-shirt. Why I got
You've got the money, baby.
I got the money. Where's the piles of money from the podcast? Podcast, Mountains of Treasure, where's them at?
I don't know.
Them.
That's a very, very good question, actually, that we need to be asking you. Anyway, since I feel like donating a bit to the podcast, I figured I could just pay for a small run of shirts to be made. Send me the image file you want on the BDP shirt, and I'll get them printed. I do live in College Town, USA. He lives in Oxford? and the imminent need for Greek community to make t-shirts for even less lame, even every lame-ass party means local screen printers are thriving. Yeah. Okay. So he wants to do a limited, like, 20 shirts or something. To cover people who
the place that I went to and got an estimate from would only do 50 shirts minimum order.
Yeah.
So I'm still down for doing it. All right.
Well, you need to get it done.
I'm gonna get it done this week.
Okay. You hear that?
This week.
This
next,
week.
Next podcast, I'm gonna have shirts.
This week.
Ready.
This week.
Now there was some debate as to what's gonna say on it, but I think we came up with, we want the big logo with our faces
on the front.
That's what we came up with.
Yeah.
And nothing on the back.
Or the either that or the website.
The website on the back.
All right.
All right, that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do.
I'm going to get made this freaking week.
Okay.
So, no thanks, but no thanks. We're
right.
going to do them.
Also, he needs your resume so that he can get
I know. All right. Look, have you sent him yours?
I did.
Fick,
I sent him mine and my blurb.
Fick, have you sent him your resume?
Oh, shit, I need to make up my resume.
Okay, you do that, and I'll do that.
Like, I'm usually the last person to do this shit.
Like,
why am I
you know what my resume says? Eater of cookies right now. I gotta get my stuff together.
Dude, whatever. You work on, like, radio stations.
Yeah, but I hadn't written anything up. Totally off-the-wall resumes, like, you know, like a cosh, accomplishments, once ate 23 slices of pizza in 24 hours. No, I'm serious. Like if we're going to get syndicated, it needs to be with a place that thinks that is impressive.
It does. It does. Blake Buck, what is this Blackwood court?
Once ate a whole tube of Slim Jims. in like an hour.
That is definitely a tube where awesome stuff happens.
We'll skip this next one. It's just, I put it in there as a joke. But somebody sent us an email. Somebody from some UK court said we sent them feedback. I don't know how that happened. Somebody's been playing games.
Somebody's
with
been
our
playing
email.
On our phone.
We're playing grab ass.
Playing the game on my phone. All right, so Zap Brannigan.
No, we're not even going to read this. Zap Brannigan flamed William Miller about his lack of updates and stuff to this. You know what, son? Son, look, when people start paying my bills for me to make goddamn website, I will make the website.
People
you don't even
people
understand.
People donate money. Do you need some coins, William Miller?
If you want to pay me, look, you spent all of our coins on butter.
All of the money we've ever made on this podcast from donations have gone into the hosting.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
Where all of
That's
them
That's where all of it goes. But anyway,
except
look.
That one time I bought a pressure cooker with my PayPal account. I stole them shits from y'all. Y'all didn't know about that.
You have a pressure cooker?
Dude, you didn't see my pressure cooker in the kitchen? Dude, it's awesome.
Dude, we can make
chicken. Nice. It's nice.
Anyway, look.
It tastes like stolen profits every time.
All I'm going to say is I'm working on it, and I fucking hate you now. Go fuck yourself. All right, Stump, go.
Wait a minute, go.
All right, my stump for y'all today is Grow Game.
Grow Game?
Grow Game.
Oh, is this that? It's like one of those little goofy, like, flash games where you have, like, the little, like, super cutesy, like, thing in the middle, and you get, like, 8 buttons, and it's, like, hit the buttons, right, or you level up your little thing in different other things, and you have to, like, max it out or something.
Yeah, that's right. It was this dumb little toy that some Japanese dude made, and then, like, everybody in the indie game, the Flash indie game community decided to make a copy of it. And it's like you pick this stuff in the right order, and it does different stuff. Hmm. It's dumb. I hate it.
Dude, we need a BDPE Grow Game.
We do. We do. It's just our faces, and you can plant things on them.
Oh, I was going to say it's just our dicks.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you hit the wrong button, our faces turn into dicks. Actually, no. If you hit the right buttons, our faces turn into dicks.
Hear that, all you industrious listeners out there. You can make the BDPE Grow Game.
All right, pick what you got.
Nothing yet. You go first, Blake Buck.
All right, my game for you now. You guys might get this. I might even have said this one before, but even if I have, it's still a good one. All right, my game for you is called Nerf Arena Blast.
That didn't come with that Nerf controller, did it?
No. Dude, Nerf Arena Blast off the hook. Do you know what it is?
Is it a PC game?
I can't tell you.
Oh. Well, it's got Nerf.
All right.
You're in an arena. I'm thinking American Gladiator style.
And you blast.
You have the Nerf Gladiators blasting Nerf at you.
Well, that's not really, but kind of. Nerf Arena Blast. Remember back in like 1998, like Quake 3 Arena came out, and then like Unreal Tournament came out a little before that, right? But before that, who beat him to the punch? That's right, Nerf and Hasbro with Nerf Arena Blast.
Wow.
It had like 8, it was all like, you know, the single player, it was a mod. It was built on the Unreal Engine. Huh. And it was like, you know, they had all these different levels. And you had different Nerf guys. You went around shooting each other. It was actually a really fun game.
Now, did it feature like Nerf guns?
Actual Nerf weapons. Nice. You could buy all of the guns in the store that you used in the game.
Now, awesome. When you shot the dude, did they die?
I think they just like disappeared.
Did they explode?
No. It was all G-rated. But it was still, I mean, it was pretty cool levels. I mean, considering it was a Nerf game and it came out before all those others, it's not a bad title. So if you see it in a bargain bin somewhere, pick it up and try it out.
Now, supposedly there's a new type of Nerf game. I think it might be for the Wii.
Hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but it's supposedly like one of those like kind of like shooter games, but it actually comes with a Nerf gun, like peripheral for your Wiimote.
Oh wow! Now, has anybody bought a Nerf product in recent years?
Yes, many.
Justin Fick,
you don't know who the fuck you're talking to right now.
Dude, me
and Curtis Fick have the arsenal back home.
Dude, wait a minute. Before you go on, there's a new Nerf product out there. My buddy bought it. It's the biggest gun I've ever seen. Have you seen this thing? It's like at least a meter and a half long or something ridiculous.
It's not the rocket launcher, is it?
Yeah. Well, no. It's like it comes apart into different guns, and like it's kind of like one of those transformers. You could click together.
No. It's not a single gun that you get. I think it's called the N-Strike. But what you do is you buy like different end strike guns. Like they have the Maverick, which is their revolver, of which I own two. and then there's other guns, and they click together into like this Voltron mega gun.
That's awesome,
dude. I just remember like the secret shot or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you think I'm out? I'm gonna put my hand up. Oh, I got one more bullet in my handle.
You know what I like? I used to have this thing called the Nerf Wildfire. This thing, you had to pump it for like a damn hour, all right? But when it was like a chain gun, it had 20 darts in it.
Oh, yeah, we had one of those.
You would like let loose of that thing. It would shoot all 20 darts in about 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant.
The best one was like the gun that I liked the best had this circular clip, and it had ratchet action. So you'd ratchet the gun like the two handles apart to shoot it. But it was like, that gun shot the hardest out of all the ones that I had. And that thing would hurt. especially if it hits you in the eye or like, you know, somewhere. I'm telling you.
Like, so Fick, like, all right, I'm potentially maybe looking to join in the Nerf market. What is a good starter place for me? Because I'm not gonna buy that minigun. So if you had one to recommend to me,
dude,
what would it be?
You get the Nerf Maverick.
The Maverick, is that like a pistol?
Yeah, it's a pistol. It's kind of like a revolver. So right. So it has a little clip release, and your little barrel pops out there, and you load it up,
cool.
And you actually like cock it back, and you fire it. Pretty, you know, pretty accurate. It's like $7.
$7.
Dude, we're going to get those.
Dude, we're about to Maverick it out. You get that.
When you want to get the next step up, you get the Firefly. Now this is the same concept, steps. Although it's more like pulse rifle shaped. But wait. Same concept as the Maverick. So it's got like the it's got the barrel. Right. And then
I get the Maverick.
But it's also got glow-in-the-dark darts, and then it's got a light bulb. Whenever you fire it, the light bulb flashes.
Oh, yeah, my brother had one, something like that.
Dude, it's awesome.
It's got tracer bullets, yeah. Is what you're saying.
Plus it shoots farther and faster than the Maverick, so it's like extra points of power.
All right, but then what's the ultimate?
The ultimate is then when you start getting the, I don't know what it's called, but there's a Nerf machine gun that we have, which is probably the one you're talking about. It's pump action, has a clip of like 12 or so. Fires off the whole damn thing in like a second, and then you get the Nerf rocket launcher. It comes with like one bullet, and it's a foot long, and you pump it up, and it fires across the yard at least.
Oh my god!
And that's all it does.
Can you imagine?
It fires
like,
one giant
like
dart.
You're coming downstairs from the bathroom, right? I'm like, hey, when was bah?
Yeah, like that shit will knock you off
my face. Dude, we're going to buy Nerf guns after this show. Done. We're going to go get chicken and get Nerf guns.
Now, and then you also have the option of getting the Nerf sniper rifle.
Now, hang on now.
There's the long shot, which is a scope bolt action Nerf sniper.
I was going to say, if it's bolt action, rifle. I'm sold.
I said Nerf. Nerf sniper rifle with a detachable pistol. So, like, it's like the whole thing. Okay, so get this. The thing actually has a stand that you unfold in the front. So you can lay down with it, and then when dudes
Googling
close
pictures.
In, because everyone that plays first-person shooters know you don't get no close range or no sniper rifle. So the entire first foot of the barrel detaches into a backup pistol.
Oh man, I'm seeing all kinds of mods for these guns you can do. Make them shoot
better. The thing actually has a mechanism and a door that you open for when your rifle jams.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go buy 100 Nerf guns now, dude. You're done. You're toast.
Look at that thing.
Look, this room is my base, all right? Your ass ain't getting in here.
Dude, I'm going to get the high ground. I'm going up the stairs. Look, you don't even know.
Now, when you guys decide you want to play some co-op.
Look at this shit.
Whoa,
no,
whoa,
that's what I'm
whoa,
talking about.
Whoa!
The In-Strike Long Shot CS6.
Holy
look
shit.
At that thing.
Dude, I'm telling
that
you.
Is a beast.
I'm
oh, my God.
You.
Oh, I see the Maverick. Oh, my roommate has a Maverick. That's right. Okay. Dude, I don't like the In-Strike Maverick because that doesn't have a clip. It's like a revolver. The In-Strike is like a revolver, right?
Yeah. So you
see, I don't like that one.
Dude, look at that thing. Like, that picture does not see demo. I'm going to see demo.
See, my roommate's got that Maverick. It ain't bad, but I gotta take it to the next step. I can't let him beat
well,
me with
well,
that.
Well, the thing is, with a Maverick, there's a very healthy mod community.
Watch this Flash movie of like this thing being assembled, like all the attachments snapping on. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Best damn Nerf cast ever. I'm done with this show. I'm done with video games. I'm gonna get Nerf guns.
You know there's probably a demand for a Nerf podcast. Just dude, switch the whole format over.
Yeah, we're gonna look. All right, next week is Nerf tactics. Different tactics for each gun, how to mod them.
Yeah.
Dude, there are no
mods.
The
Maverick has some mods.
Yeah.
Like there's one that all it does is you shave down a little notch in the clip. So when you like unhook it, you can spin it and then like flick your gun, it goes back in. That's all it does. Ooh. But people have mods for shooting things other than darts.
I'm liking that.
Oh, so man, this
it's,
is hot.
It's,
all right.
It's very healthy.
Yeah, look, we gotta hurry
we
up.
Got,
finish
we gotta
this
finish this show. I'm gonna go to Walmart right now.
All
fighting. No time for something. That does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys got to say about that?
It's a pretty good show, Blake Buck.
Oh, you want to contact us? Feedback at feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. If you want to send us an email, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com or call our listener line, one voicemail a week only at 845-BATTLE-9. No crybabies. That's a new rule for any voicemail. No crybabies. If you don't like the show, go elsewhere. Don't tell me, oh, Joey used to be so good. Oh, this free show used to be so much better. Also, if you can want to donate money, it's donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com. Remember to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Also, we're expecting presents on episode 50, guys. There's a thread in the forum. I hadn't looked at it. Vic, have you looked at it?
I have not looked at it.
William, have you looked at it?
I cannot tell a lie.
I'm sorry.
But I will not tell.
Oh, don't tell me.
I will not tell.
Dude, I can't believe you looked in there.
Because, look, I couldn't help it. I'm so excited about a particular gift
dude,
that they're working on.
It's
look,
ruined.
Look, I'm just going to give you some encouragement because it's awesome. Look, it's going
to
be awesome.
I refuse to know what it is. It is going to have to be a total surprise to me. And you better not go in there again.
I'm not
going to
tell.
You
don't go in there again. I'm not going to go in there again. I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
All right, vote for us podcast. Al, we got to thank Lucas. We got to thank our PR guy, Dylan. Who else we got to thank? We got to thank Spawn for keeping up the site updated. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Who's the guy who does it? I can't remember. I can't remember this. I was specifically made a note in my head to, like, be sure to thank that guy, and I can't remember who it is. Why am I so? This sounds terrible. Edit this out. Lucas, make me sound good.
Oh, dude. Nerf articles and tactics.
Look, we gotta go. So we're almost here at the best damn podcast there. I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm just. Oh, dude, we have not called back.
Oh!
I just saved that. Dude, he would have been sitting there with, like, his little Super Mario.
Oh, God, we gotta hurry up. All right, I'm calling
him
right now.
I'm burning up with Nerf.
You would have been all sad. Get him back on here.
It's like, what happened? We got excited about Nerf.
Where's he at?
Come on, son.
Come on, son.
Hi. Hey.
Look, son, we're sorry we didn't call you back because we got a little excited about Nerf and how we're going to go buy Nerf guns. But anyway, I understand you have something for us to show. God damn. All right, send us some links.
There we go.
Oh, I think I know what this game is. I think I know exactly what this game is.
Looking at the photos.
Okay.
All right, let's see the movie.
We're looking at the movie right now.
Oh, I see. It's Robotnik in it, got you. Everybody knows, Fig, don't use no condoms, baby. Oh no!
Oh no, Justin Fig, you got crabs.
Dude, Justin Fig, raw dogs and crabs, baby. Just hit him with the spray.
Dude, that is amazing. Oh my God.
I said to myself like 10 times, oh God, I won't. This won't please them.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, dude.
Dude, that was awesome.
No,
awesome.
You win in my book. That was awesome. I'm kidding. Oh, man. Excellent work. Excellent work. Well, you have certainly proved yourself worthy. And, you know, now that you have won battle, you can be called on at any time to fight one of the new battle contestants. So just be aware, you're not off the hook ever.
Dude, I'm ready anytime. I'm always online on Skype. You can call me whenever, and I'll fucking kill somebody.
Good.
Nice.
That's
dude,
good.
It's funny you mentioned that. That'll be our next battle.
Killing somebody.
Yeah.
Very good.
You're gonna get
run toward the nearest living thing and kill it.
So congratulations, sir. You have joined the champions
as Battle Victor. All right, well, we'll be in touch And congratulations again. You are now you now have glory for all time. So anyway, excellent work. Get some sleep. I know it's late over there. And we will talk to you soon.
Awesome.
I can't believe we almost left all that awesomeness just hanging out.
Yeah, I know. We almost made a big mistake. Oh, man.
So we'll post a link. Since you're just listening to us, the link will be available in the show notes or also on the website. We'll post the video so you can check it out there. So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm Justin Fig.
And we got to go buy some damn Nerf guns.
What was she like?
She was beautiful. She had long, dark, shiny hair. And almond eyes and little pointy ears and big fluffy tail, and she was fast like this.
The sky is blue and all the leaves are green. The sun's as warm as a
on fire.
Dude, it's not even fatal. It just fuck him up for a couple hours.
I can't fucking read today. You're a fucking nerd.
I really don't give a shit about myself.
Fuck you, robot!
I guess I'm just left here to suck dick.
The sky is blue and all the leaves are green. My heart's as full as a baked potato. I think I know precisely what I mean when I say
dude, to use the metaphor, that is a duke that has been built up for far too long, and it came blasting out the asshole like a brown Superman.
Blake Buck loved Treasure Trolls, partly because when I was a child, I was a homosexual. Titty fuck. Ba-dooba titty fuck. Titty fuck into my life. I said a bang, bang, bang. Titty fuck into my heart.
Titty fuck. Titty fuck.
Ooh, titty fuck into my life.